This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, specifically to attorneys Amy Lencenski, L-E-N-C-E-S-K-I, and Chris Moeller, attorneys at law. Address on file of Isaacs and Isaacs. Dear counselors, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Theodore Sagendorf, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E. Last name is S-A-G-E-N-D-O-R-F. On July 10th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship is not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old male, height 6'3" tall, weight 270 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 17th of 2021, period. The patient was a passenger with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury in a significant accident when a semi-truck going the opposite direction came into the patient's line, striking his Nissan vehicle head-on, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his left rib cage, comma, neck, comma, low back, comma, and bilateral arms, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still experiencing neck pain and low back pain, period. New paragraph. The neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a burning type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. Initially, the pain was radiating down his left arm into his hand, period. He had this required surgery with fusions at two levels, period. This surgery resolved the radiation with surgery in spring of 2023, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant and burning pain with stiffness, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. Originally, it radiated down his right leg with loss of continence of his stool, period. The radiation and incontinence has resolved with surgery last fall, but he is still having some radiculopathy where the pain radiates to the right hip, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. The ambulance took him to IU Hospital in Lafayette. He was treated and released. They did do a CAT scan and x-rays, period. He was seen at pain management a couple days later at IU. He had an ongoing relationship with pain management, but did follow up there after this automobile accident, period. They had to change his narcotics to a stronger narcotic, period. A couple months later, he was seen by his family doctor and referred to physical therapy for several visits, period. He was seen in urgent care due to the incontinence, and he had an MRI and was seen at Indiana Spine and resulted in surgery in his low back, period. He was seen at IU Carmel Emergency Room for neck pain. He was put on steroids but referred back to the spinal group for an MRI of the neck, period. He was seen at Lafayette Pain Management and given stronger narcotics, period. Indiana Spinal Group did the neck surgery, and he presently is in pain management with physical therapy to the neck and low back regions, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living, including problems playing sports, comma, golfing, comma, basketball, comma, running, comma, lifting over 25 pounds, period, comma, stage performing, comma, property maintenance, comma, auto repair, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph, medications, including medicines for hypertension, comma, Percocet, comma, and Trazodone, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition is Percocet, comma, Trazodone, comma, physical therapy, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension and Crohn's disease. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals neck surgery in the spring of 2023, comma, low back surgery in the fall of 2022, comma, subcolectomy, comma, tendon repair of the foot and elbow in the past, comma, and 12 years ago, fusion is low back at L5-S1, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient has never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never had radiculopathy from the neck in the past, period. The patient did have a low back fusion for a herniated disc due to a golf injury period. Prior to this automobile accident, the pain was mild and controlled with only tramadol. However, now since this automobile accident, it requires heavy narcotics such as Percocet, period. His pain is presently 40% worse in the low back than prior to this automobile accident, period. Prior to this automobile accident, the radiculopathy was only in the left leg, and now after this automobile accident, the pain was in both legs, period. This automobile accident caused injury to a different level in the lumbar area than prior to this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of an engineering technician part-time at approximately 20 hours per week, period. This is decreased from his pre-automobile accident work level of 30 hours a week plus additional hours obtaining education, period. At the present, he can only work part-time with pain and at a slower pace, period. New paragraph. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted in the record. Surgical report dated November 15, 2022. Post-op diagnosis is spinal stenosis, comma, neurogenic claudication, comma, motor deficits, comma, radiculopathy at lumbar 2-3, comma, prior fusion L5-S1. Procedure is L2-3, bilateral decompressive lumbar laminectomy, period. Indiana Spine Hospital, admission date November 15th, 2022, discharge 11-17-2022. He was having pain and intermittent anal leakage with fecal incontinence. Their assessment was lumbar stenosis with neurogenic claudication, period. He has collapse and stenosis at L2-3 with instability. He has issues in fecal incontinence, period. He is indicated for L2-3 posterior lumbar interbody fusion, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, October 10th, 2022. T2-L1, minimal diffuse disc bulge. L1-L2, minimal diffuse disc bulge. L2-3, mild diffuse disc bulge, L3-4, mild bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing, L4-5, mild diffuse disc bulge. Primary care note, September 27th, 2022, here for a complaint of lumbar pain that radiates to the right hip, lateral thigh into the knee. Difficulty with raising the right leg, period. He has trouble with some incontinence of bowel since the pain started. Assessment is lumbar radiculopathy, right. 2, history of lumbar fusion. 3, fecal incontinence. They ordered an MRI, period. Emergency room report, July 17th, 2021. 42-year-old male with a history of S1 and L5 fusion who presents to the ED via EMS with a complaint of an MVC, period. On exam, there was left flank tenderness. They performed a CT of the head, chest, abdomen, pelvis, and cervical spine, period. Diagnosis was 1, acute motor vehicle collision, 2, acute flank pain. IU pain management notes, July 19th, 2021, presents to the pain clinic today with a new problem of diffuse spine pain and left rib pain following a severe motor vehicle accident, period. Assessment, diffuse cervical, thoracic, and lumbar myofascial pain following severe vehicle accident, period. Outpatient primary care note, August 13th, 2021. Recently was an MVA as restrained passenger, period. ER workup unremarkable, period. Nurse practitioner started him on Wellbutrin for mood disorder slash anger, period. He continues to feel angry about the motor vehicle accident, period. He is having multiple flashbacks, period. We talked about a trial of a different medication for his PTSD and anger. We discussed counseling, period. Part of their assessment was PTSD slash anger secondary to recent motor vehicle collision, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of this automobile accident were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. At this time, I am providing an affidavit for the treatment and bills resulting from the related accident with a itemized statement, period. So please note the following, period. Tippecanoe Emergency Ambulance Service, fee $895, date of service was July 17th, 2021. Next line, IU Health-Arnett, A-R-N-E-T-T, fee $14,876.96, date of service April 21st, 2017 to January 6th, 2022. Next line, IU Health Physicians, fee $2,354.30, date of service July 17th, 2021 to March 2nd, 2023. Next line, IU Health-Arnett Medical Office, fee $1,087.00, date of service July 19th, 2021 to August 16th, 2017, period. Next line, Indiana Spine Hospital, $104,109.74, date of service November 15th, 2022 to November 17th, 2022, Indiana Spine Hospital. Next line. Next line is Indiana Spine Hospital again. Fee $14,679.21. Date of service, April 18th, 2023 to April 18th, 2023. Next line, IU Health Arnett Rehabilitation. Fee is N/A for not available. Date of service, N/A. Next line, Lafayette Rehabilitation Services. Fee, N/A. Date of service, N/A. Total expenses, $138,002.21, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, cervical radiculopathy resulting in surgery in 2023. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, stool incontinence due to lumbar stenosis and neurogenic claudication requiring surgery at L2-3. Number three, post-traumatic stress disorder and insomnia. Number four, thoracic strain with rib trauma and pain, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 17th, 2021, period. Diagnosis number two is in part an aggravation of an old lumbar injury with new trauma to an additional lumbar level at L2-3, period. As the patient ages, he would be much more vulnerable to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as a result of this auto accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in relationship to the cervical area, referring you to table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 6% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, he qualifies for an additional 9% whole body impairment that would have been much higher had it not been for his past medical history, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 15% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of July 17, 2021, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continuing pain management at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. Injections in the cervical and lumbar area may be necessary if he can avoid a prior vagal response that he had in the past, period. Fee for these injections would be $3,500, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is appropriate, period. Ongoing oral medication at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient is presently in physical therapy and will need approximately another $2,000 of physical therapy, period. As the patient ages, he may need more surgery at additional levels in the cervical and lumbar area should those areas break down, period. The patient may need counseling for his post-traumatic stress disorder as he is being treated with medication at the present time. And further cost of this counseling would be approximately $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, period. I have not performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.